This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, quaggas, prairie dogs, leopards, groundhogs, any other mammals, crows, storks, cranes, double-crested cormorants, any other birds, toads, salamanders, frogs, fish, snakes, or geckos. You know, iguanas run out of ways to point out just how stupid them geckos are. They're that bad. Awful, disgusting vermin, all of them. Plus the humans. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the pertinent. As I say every week, you're supposed to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, I ain't talking to you. Go stick your nose in the corner and hang your head in shame. And then after you've done that for, I don't know, 5 or 7 weeks, you can go catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, i.e. my website. Anyways, hey, Eggs, remember how I said Georgie was taking a class in hooker dance? Well, class started this week on Thursday. Of course, it's in the evening, unfortunately. Not a good time for me, but, you know, I camped out on the sofa in order to catch Georgie when she got home and interrogate her as to whether she'd managed to get herself a date on the way home or not. Well, it turns out that lazy chimp didn't even stop and hang out on any street corners on the way home. Jesus, monkey Christ, what good is learning hooker dancing if you're not gonna bother to put it into use? Well, she says her and Dina just took the class for fun. No, Georgie, you're single in your late 30s, chimp. Ain't no free time for fun. You gotta get yourself a man, monkey, so you can get the hell out of the house more and Iggy can have more unsupervised alone time. God! Anyway, so the next day, one of her other idiot friends was over in the afternoon, and they were knitting scarves, something lame like that. And Georgie's telling, what's-her-face, all about the class. Now, I was just hanging out, glaring at Georgie, because I think there are plenty more important things chimps should be knitting, like extra blankets for me. Anyway, point is, I got to hear the conversation and all the details about learning how to crawl on the floor. I thought humans learned to crawl before they walked, so I'm not quite sure why Georgie needed the refresher course. Maybe she's stupider than even I thought, but anyways, apparently they teach that in the class, and, you know, yeah, well, it's kind of exactly what you would expect a hooker to do when trying to dance. Anyways, Georgie starts squawking. She needs to go to the hooker store downtown. Well, that's not what she called it, but I looked the place up, and all they sell is hooker heels and see-through fishnet dresses. So, yeah, it's where the hookers shop. Anyway, so Georgie needs to go there and buy a pair of something called pleasers, which I take it is a kind of shoes that make it easier to dance like a hooker. And I'm kind of scratching my head and going, what the hell is she talking about? And then it dawned on me what pleasers are. And Iggy accidentally blurted out, you mean you need another pair of hooker heels, Georgie? Oops.
What are you talking about, Zomo?
Well, okay, see, last week, Iggy decided to take matters into my own little green hands. And I bundled myself up and I went over to Mr. Heidel's house to ask his professional opinion as a dude monkey what kind of hooker heels I should order for Georgie, you know, because I like to help. And I figure maybe part of the problem is she don't dress proper in order to get a dude monkey's attention. You know, and like I said, I like to help. I like to solve problems. On Georgie's credit card and Amazon account, of course. Anywho. So, we bought some stuff for Georgie. They should be arriving in a day or two, so Georgie's already going to have 3 pairs to wear to class. Let's see here. She's going to have a pair of classic clear Lucite platform hooker heels, plus the same in bright red, and a different pair in hot pink and black, all picked out by Mr. Heidel. Since Iguana couldn't see any green ones in Georgie's size, and Mr. Heidel said you can't squash size 10 chimp feet into the size 7 green hooker heels that were the only ones available in the style that Iguana thought was okay. You know, obviously they're not for me anyways, obviously they're, you know, for Georgie to wear to attract someone else's attention. So I suppose it doesn't matter that they're ugly colors. You know, red is just, I hate red. Well, you know how it is. Red is only acceptable in small amounts, you know, strawberry-sized amounts. Food. Large swaths of red. No, that's bad. But anyways, they don't make them in green, really, is what I was trying to say. So Mr. Heidel, apparently, as we were looking through, I discovered Mr. Heidel is a man of refined taste, since he seemed to find just about everything on the Amazon quest for hooker heels as hideous, or those are fucking stupid looking, or whoever thought that was a good idea should be taken out back and shot. He felt that no one should ever fuck with the classics, and therefore the only choice was whether the hooker heels would be red, clear, white, black, or hot pink. Now, he went for red because
red's always hot,
and clear because
makes their legs look less fat.
We were going to leave it at that, but then he spotted a pair of, they were high heels, and they were sort of hooker heels, but without the platform, and they were like pink, hot pink with like a black ribbon at the back, and I wasn't so sure because I'm pretty sure the hooker heels requires the platform, otherwise they're just regular heels. But Mr. Heidel insisted we buy them because
those are really hot.
So Iggy figured, what the hell, it ain't my money. So I ordered a pair of those and as well for Georgie. After all, we have at least one dude monkey who says they're hot, so we know they're gonna work. Maybe she could stand to give that particular dude monkey a chance, but anyways. By the way, Iguanas, if you're going to hack your monkey's Amazon account, don't forget to also hack their email. Because you see, Amazon starts sending out emails about the order you place. So you want to get in right away and delete those, you know, all those emails. And when they ship it, you know, just keep checking back on your human's email and deleting those emails from Amazon. Otherwise, your chimp might see it and cancel the order before it arrives. And you'll be there wondering where the hell your stuff is. You know, I'm talking about the 99% of the time when you pilfer your human's Amazon account to order stuff for yourself, as opposed to being nice and buying stuff for the monkeys that the monkeys won't admit to needing. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, Georgie got really mad when I told her she had 3 pairs of hooker heels on the way already, but she couldn't really argue with me that much. I mean, it turned out she needs them for her class. So technically speaking, I was doing her a favor, not just pilfering her money. She wasn't too thrilled about the red, though. I was just going to get 1 pair of plain black. Well, tough shit, Georgie. Mr. Heidel said black is boring. Well, he actually had a whole rant about this. What was it? Oh, yeah.
All the stripper skanks wear the plain black hooker heels.
Anyways, long story short, apparently if you want to stand out and get noticed and maybe get a husband, or at least a sugar dude, you know, some sort of dude monkey that gets you out of the house, point is you gotta go with something brighter. Because there are, I guess there are kind of, yeah, don't go with the black, because then you're just a boring skank instead of an interesting one. Anyways, Georgie starts going, this isn't about looking for a sugar daddy, Zama. This is about, oh, so it is about finding a husband then. You know, because Georgie didn't say nothing about this isn't about finding a husband. She just disputed the bit about the sugar daddy. Anyways, and I go on. Well, Dude chimps are stupid creatures that respond best to bright, shiny objects, Georgie, and red and pink hooker heels, they're bright and shiny. When she started squawking crap about, no, this is about fitness and body confidence. Yeggy stopped listening. So I cut her off with this. Listen, Georgie. Point is, you need to find a dude monkey to get you the hell out of the house and off the couch. And I went to the trouble of asking an actual dude monkey's opinion about how best to achieve that. I think you should pay attention to what he suggested. I mean, he would know what dude monkeys like. He is a dude monkey. Oh, and, Georgie. So, when the hooker heels come in, let me know, because I gotta phone Mr. Heidel. See, part of the deal was he gets to watch you try them on. Well, Georgie freaked the hell out about that. He's so creepy! As I keep telling Georgie, Mr. Heidel drives a BMW, so I don't think he's creepy at all, and I think she should give him a chance. Also, being so damn picky and not wanting to date creepy dudes, that's how she got to be 30, whatever, older than God, and unmarried. I mean, seriously, anyone, the oldest iguana I ever heard of was great aunt, it's one of my mom's 347 sisters. Anyway, so, what's her face? Mom's gonna kill. Love you, Mom. Whatever the hell your stupid sister's name is. But anyways, great aunt whatever lived to be 27. And that was pretty damn old and decrepit. I think we all can agree on that. So, Georgie's even older than that. Like I said, she should have been married. Should have been married and out of the house so Iguana could watch TV in peace and quiet. Anyways, I also told her that perhaps when Mr. Heidel comes over to watch her try on her new hooker heels, maybe she should show Mr. Heidel some of the dance moves they're teaching at the class. And at that point, Georgie really freaked and just said, "Go to your room, Zamo!" Excuse me? I'll take orders from you, Georgie. And I just made a point of just sitting there, not moving and giving her the evil eye. Well, then the chimp, she wouldn't take that. She got mad. She got uppity. And she came over and she picked me up and she walked up the stairs and put me in my room and closed the door behind me. Stupid monkey. It was just about nap time anyways, and I was bored of her conversation with her stupid friend What's-Her-Face. So whatever, I was going to go up and have a nap shortly thereafter anyways, and Georgie just spared me from having to climb the stairs. Whatever, chimp. Anyways, so that's how that went, I'll have to update you later on the fireworks when the shoes come and all that stuff. Anyways, Speaking of naps, time for me to have another one. So that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. As I always say, just search for Zelma the Destroyer. And if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, order a whole bunch of stuff on their Amazon. When the Visa bill comes, that'll teach them. Anyways, also beat them severely. Have people write their phone numbers on bathroom stalls in the downtown slum areas. You know, whatever. Point is, punish them. And then after that, you can go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.